Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome. Man, it is a Thursday evening and it is going up, y'all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hopefully everybody is having a wonderful, peaceful, blessing Thursday. We're going to get right into it. As we all know, there is a new form of media involved in our Black community, and that is no doubt about it, podcast. And one of the main subjects that's been really having shockwaves, I mean, from everywhere from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, all the way to Shreveport, Louisiana, to Los Angeles, California, to Portland, Oregon, to Chicago, Illinois, to Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, everywhere in the Bible Belt, all the way up until VA in Virginia Beach. I mean, it's going like ping pongs out here. People cannot control themselves on one subject, and that is the state of the Black family and who gets the blame and what are we going to do about it. And it's none other than a specific person that is at the forefront of all of this conversation, and it is none other than Kevin Samuels. All right, Kevin Samuels is from Oklahoma. He was raised as a Christian. He went to college. He's been divorced twice. At one point in time, it seems though he has some financial difficulties. Right now, man, dude has bounced back. I mean, and he's talking about, you know, his profession as an image consultant, and he has been putting in work. So there's a lot to unpack here, right? It's a lot to unpack. Let me try to begin to unpack this scenario. The majority of children, Black children, whether it's male or female, is being born into single family homes, right? And 9 times out of 10, the children are with the mother. So the majority of parenting going on is coming from single mothers. Okay. We understand that just within that, it's an issue. Not to say that Black women can't parent. Okay. Speaking about Black women and Black people only here. Not saying that. But what we are seeing is that Black women and Black men are not getting married. And even when they do get married, within 5 to 7 years, a divorce takes place. Okay. And this divorce, 70% of the time, is coming from women, Black women. It's a problem there. So now we have to look at the leadership in our community. If anybody would ask, who are the leaders in our community? 9 times out of 10, people are going to say the women are the leaders in our community. And if you listen to my podcast, I have been consistently uplifting Black women. I have talked about Black women being the most spiritual, basically being the most educated. Okay. They're more likely to start a business. A successful business, by the way. They are making moves in our society. So kudos to them. This is where things start to take an actual turn. The independent feminist movement has actually, and I didn't even know that it was going on. Mind you all, I'm 44 years old. You know, I'm college educated. I would think, you know, I've studied a portion of Black history and African history, African culture. I consider myself a very educated cultural person. You know, I don't have a PhD in African culture or urban planning and different. I don't have that, right? I'm just being transparent. I got a couple associate's degrees. I didn't graduate my 4-year degree. Whatever, whatever. Whoop the bam. Just me being honest. So I would consider myself as an average black man. I'm not making 85,000 or 70 to 85,000 at one point in time I was, but I'm not. So now that I've gotten that out the way, let's talk about a couple of different things. Okay. Number one thing is that I want to start by saying is, do black women, do they respect black men? I know one thing for sure. Black men receive a lot of criticism. And we have been receiving a lot of criticism for years. Being absentee parents, not being leaders, not bringing home the bacon, not bringing home the lion's share of money, right? Not being educated, constantly being incarcerated, being in gangs, hell, even being bisexual. A lot of different things has been going on. And I will be the first person to say that we deserve criticism. Black men deserve to be held accountable for our shortcomings in our community, for not actually being there all the time in regards to raising our children and being the leader of our families in certain scenarios, our cheating. Okay. These are things that are well documented. And I'm not talking about this just started happening 5 years ago. Hell, I'm talking about 80 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's been going on. It's been jibber jabber, jibber jabber, jibber a lot. And we've taken it on the chin. And some of us got the message and some of us have done what's right by our families and have been actually able to be the anchor of our families. Right. But with this independent movement, we have a lot of black women that are stating that they don't need black men. That number one, they don't want to be married, that they want to go through a whole phase. They don't want to settle down. They don't want to be submissive. A lot of women, hell, don't even want to cook. There are conversations that are out there that are happening right now that are stating that if a black man walks through his door after a long day's work, that he's not even supposed to eat first, even though that there's enough food for everybody. These conversations are happening. There are conversations that are happening about black men marrying a woman, and she has about 3 to 4 kids, young kids, and he is not supposed to discipline the children. These things are happening. And we still take it on the chin. Black men still are doing these things. But the moment, this is where Kevin Samuels comes in. The moment, it was all good when this dude was critiquing black men, talking about what a high value man is, talking about that he need a black man shouldn't be concerned about relationships. He should not be concerned about having a good time. He needs to get out and get the bag, the money. He needs to bring home the bacon. Even if he has to do something that's borderline illegal to support his family, then nobody have a problem with Mr. Samuels. But now, dun, dun, dun. Kevin Samuels has started to critique the mindset of today's quote unquote modern black woman. See, when I mentioned 80 years, see, black women were having these conversations, right? But they knew 9 times out of 10, if they were living in a home and they were together with a black man, that he either built the home bought the home or he's paying for the home. No doubt about it. We could go back and we could look it up in regards to how many black women own homes. And it wasn't because single black women own homes. And it wasn't because the black man was saying, hey, you get out the way. It was because they were married and the black man went to work and the woman was at home tending to the children. So what do we have based upon what I just talked about earlier? Single family homes, the father is not there. What are our children doing these days? See, when we talk about these things and women have so many different things, negative things to say about black men, they don't want to talk about the effects of not having their children available, their parent available for the child, and how that's affecting the child. And as a result, how the child moves forward in life. Dun, 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 dun. Right? So right now, we are in a scenario to where we're not getting married to each other. We're marrying more and more outside of our race. Our birth rates are down and our marriages are down. Right? Right or wrong, this is true. So now Kevin Samuels is coming along, and I mean he is giving everyone the unmitigated truth. He is barring none. I will be the first to admit, sometimes this man comes off and it's some of the things that he says. It's mean. It's no other way around it. Sometimes it can be viewed as disrespectful. No other way around it. But he is talking to different women. Some of them are not serious when he's talking to them. Some of them are actually telling the truth. But they are hiding behind, look what this happened, and this and this happened, and this and this happened. But none of them are willing to accept the accountability that we're talking about. I can guarantee you right now, if you talk to an Asian woman about her family, notice I said family, she is going to stand behind the Asian man. He knows who he is. Regardless of the fact that they got money or not. The same thing with the Hispanic family. The same thing with the white family. We are the only people within the universe that are going at each other about who hasn't did what and what hasn't been done right. But I will say this, a tree, you could tell a good tree from a bad tree from the fruit that it produces. And when I mean tree, I'm talking about our community. And right now, if our community was a tree, it's dying. It may have one good apple right there. It may have one good apple there, but it's a whole lot of apples that have fell off that got worms in it. The soil that we're planted on is not good. It's toxic. So now what we're seeing is a lot of women actually call Kevin Samuels gay. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's been divorced. All of these things, which is okay. Let's just say, for instance, if he was gay, I can guarantee you that there are black women out there that are receiving advice from a gay man. So let's stop it there, right? Let's stop the cap. Y'all don't want to hear what this man's saying because he is telling the truth. he made a statement, and this is what's on the Tom Joyner Facebook page. I mean, it is blowing up, y'all. I'm talking about it is blowing up. His last podcast that he made, and I'm talking about Kevin Samuels, he are calling women that are 35 and above unwanted. Very, very interesting way of putting it, right? But if the people listen to the podcast, and this is where I chimed in, and this is what I wrote. I stated, if you listen to the podcast, he was explaining that the amount of black women, once they get past a certain age, do not get married. This is fact. And I also stated, he also stated, this is a problem that black men and black women are getting married. And even when they do, about 75% of the time, black women file for divorce. So our family structure as a community is falling apart. He is also stating that black women don't want to marry black men within their income level because they think they are settling, or on another note, they're on a different level from an income standpoint or an educational standpoint, which is true. Black women really don't want a common man. They don't want someone that's an insurance adjuster. Most women want a guy that's making $100,000 that could take care of them and their family and their kids, right? But when the term submissive comes in, all things go out of the door. That's the reason why I had to do some research in regards to feminism and how it relates to our community. And is it actually tearing our community apart? Is it actually pulling our community apart? Where did feminism actually serve a purpose in our community, especially with black women? And the reason why is because of this. The feminist movement is more in regards to women's rights, in regards to equality. Black women has actually taken that equality standpoint and actually used it as a weapon against black men. When hell, we've never discriminated against black women working. We didn't have the companies to do so. So why are they picking up this mentality, this European mentality, and using it in everyday life? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. And the black women, I mean, you could go there and you could look. I mean, my God, they are going completely in. I'm gonna read just one post. I'm not going to even mention a person's name. And this is what they're saying. Bottom line, this guy does not like black women. I've been to approximately 5 weddings in the last few years. My aunt's 66 and 70, a good friend of mine, 63, an employee that has 2 children. This guy states that women with kids don't get married, and she's 38. A cousin, 30, she married a father of 3 of her children. The men that they marry are good men and they have good jobs and decent looking. The women are not skinny supermodels. They all have children and they are highly desirable women to me. Average and up to those that don't know them. I know people of all ages, races, and socioeconomic standards. This man is a joke. Don't listen to him. And see, here's what the problem is, right? Because at this point in time, ladies are coming all out of the woodworks and they're talking about their personal experience. But how many million people, male, black, and female, are in the United States? So what she just said, she was talking about her own personal experience. She cannot speak for the entire black race. Now, this man, the difference is with this man is he's done the research. Why won't people do the research before they start saying it? Because this is an attention grabber. Kevin Samuels, this guy is really smart. Really, really smart. Excellent speaker. So he knows what to do to garner up attention. But if you actually listen to this man, you'll see that what he's saying is not far off. Look around in your families and you'll see your aunties and older uncles are not married. And at their age, really and truly, they don't have any intentions of getting married. They're not looking to get married. But I have news for you all, ladies, as well as gentlemen. How about, I just want someone, because I've mentioned her name before, Dr. Shahzada Ali. YouTube her, look her up on YouTube. Oh yeah, look her up on YouTube and you'll be able to see similar aspects in regards to what Kevin Samuels is talking about and what Dr. Shahzada Ali is talking about, who is a black woman who put this rhetoric out in the 80s and 90s. Miss Azana Van Zant from Fix My Life was actually on Phil Donahue and she actually challenged this woman. It's on YouTube. Look it up. These are not things that I'm talking about that I'm just bringing this out of my head. And then lo and behold, about 30 years later, she's actually doing the same thing, saying that black women are out of order. Saying that our community is focusing on toxicity. Our family structure is broken down. We need to be rebuilt up. And ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong. When I say we, I'm not only talking about black women. I'm talking about black men too. It is enough problems that we have going on right now. Not to just say, hey, look, hold up. Shut up and listen. Stop trying to push your personal agenda. If anybody else listens to my podcast, you'll know some of the biggest advocates out there in abortion are black women. Are black women. They're not encouraging same sex. They're not encouraging safe sex. They're encouraging young ladies to go out and get pregnant. And baby, don't worry about it. You know what? You can have an abortion. Don't let nobody control your body. But years and years down the road, we see that our race is dying. Our numbers, us as a human race, within the United States, ladies and gentlemen, has went down. We're not replenishing. We're not breeding. There is no one out there that's brave enough to just come and say, hey, look, be quiet for a moment, please. Ah, you already know what's going to happen. But see, this is the reason why I'm saying this is more about black men, because when we hear that, sometimes we run for the hills. Oh, man, I don't got to. Hey, look, I don't care what's going on. What you are going to do is be quiet. Ah, hey, look, be quiet. Now, because there is a way that we have to submit firmness to our women and make them understand, hey, look, you don't run us. So by you raising your voice, doing all of this, that's not going to work. So really and truly, at the end of the day, when it comes down to what's going on in our community, the onus still falls on the black man. It's not going to fall on the black woman. We're going to have to build. We're going to have to build. And some men, and this is where I do disagree with Kevin Samuels at, he's saying, well, you know what? Sometimes black men just need to just come to the conclusion that you may have to date outside of your race. Man, that's some of the craziest shit I ever heard. I don't agree with that. But he's saying that from a corporation standpoint, a peace standpoint. See, we have been told that a happy wife makes a happy life, and that's simply not true. We need to get from up under this form of thinking. Because guess what? If a woman knows, and this is what's been happening all along, if a woman knows that she has an advantage over a man, trust and believe, she's going to exploit that. In regards to sex, that's being exploited. It's being shown in so many different directions. And we have men, very established men, who are looking at women and saying, hey, look, damn, she look good. I'm going to drop a bag on her, bro. Don't know what this woman's personality is like. Don't know what her spirituality is like. Don't know what her morals are. Nothing. But they'll go do it and then they look crazy on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter when they start exposing them. Because this is all based off of sex, you see. But then we turn right back around and then we have the same women saying, well, you know what? It ain't no black men available. Black men treat us this way. Black men treat us that way. Fellas, we got to start putting the Mac down right. And I said it. We have to start putting it down right and presenting ourselves correctly. Because the way that we're being portrayed is that we're not even valuable. That we're not something as a people within our own race to be respected. I looked at a woman. She was nice looking too. I ain't gonna even lie. She turned her nose up at me. She didn't say, hey, she didn't say this. She didn't say this. She didn't say that. Nothing. Mind you, I'm at her place of work. She's supposed to be serving me. I'm a paying customer. She didn't even want to greet me with a smile. This is a black woman. But then we wonder why it's so many women that are saying, oh, well, you know what? There is no black man. Because guess what? The dude that's riding in that Toyota Corolla, that ain't going to get it for you, huh? The dude that's working at that gas station, they ain't going to get it for you. The dude that's trying to get his business off the ground, and you see him riding that little raggedy truck, you know what I'm saying, hitting corners and doing this, mowing people's yard, that ain't going to get it for you in your mind. But guess what? What he said is true. This is what's coming back. You know what? When you start to get up in the 30s and now you're knocking on 40, hey, that you know what that dude that you was passing by? Guess what? He don't look so bad now. But guess what else he's thinking about? Because he's in his 30s. He looking at you and possibly you could have 3 to 4 kids. I was talking about this last night to a good friend of mine. What good is it going to do that man to marry you and you have 3 to 4 kids and he has none? That's a great question. So he's probably going to look past you. And this is what Kevin Samuels was talking about. He's probably going to look past you and look for someone younger who's going to be able to bear his children. So at this point in time, your options in the dating pool, is they just went down a notch. Or maybe you've been known, because this is what's going on. We have women out here that are promoting, this is part of the feminist movement, that are promoting, hey, you know what, you can have sex with who you want, whenever you want. It doesn't matter. You're just like a man. I got news for you, ladies, especially young ladies. Don't let these people fool you. Don't no man want nobody that's been with everybody. They might sleep with you, but they're not going to wife you. Unless that man really, 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 really loves you. But then again, though, you all are probably going to have to relocate. Because your honor and your self-respect is low in your area. Because every man know that they done slept with you already. And what man is going to be comfortable coming into a room with a woman that he knows that 90% of the men in the room has already slept with? You gonna have to get up, partner. You gonna have to move her. Not to the next town. I'm talking about to the next state. And now, even with social media, it's even hard to get away from that. I'm just saying, this is the truth, though. See, a man is different. A man can have sex with multiple women. That's fine. Because you know what? It doesn't have an effect on his body. A woman, on the other hand, it has effect on her body. You can tell. Some of these women have been ran through so bad. And then some of them don't want to work out and do this. And now they're taking a shortcut to get the Brazilian, whatever it is, the BBL. I don't want that. I mean, hell, that was a time where I didn't even think stretch marks was cool. Because you could get rid of that. Some cocoa butter, you could rub it right on you. You could get rid of that. You see what I'm saying? So now what we really have to look at is the problem Kevin Samuels? Or is he opening a can of sardines and everybody's smelling the sour taste or the smell that's coming from the sardines and they don't want to take them out? Drain that little water up out of there, whatever that juice is up out of there. Right? Cut up that onion, cut up that bell pepper, season it really good, put some of that mustard in it, get that flour on it, and then come through. Put that thing in that hot skillet. On both sides. Get that lettuce and tomato. Get that cheese. Toast that bread. And then make it into a nice sandwich with some fries or something on the side with a nice drink and make it a meal. We don't want to put in the work. We want the finished product. See, the only thing this man is doing is just opening. He's just open. This is what's on the surface. We haven't even got down to the core of our problems. But right now, we're on black women, and the only thing that we hear is excuses and deflection. That's it. As soon as someone say something about a black woman, oh, well, the black man. I mean, it is like a fan. I mean, they fanning that thing so fast, man. I mean, it's amazing. But don't none of them want to stop and say, you know what? Hold on. We do act like that. If we could do this better, then maybe we can have a more impactful scenario on our community and our families. Maybe. Hold on. So how long have we been feeding our family pork? How long are we allowing our children to have treats and we're thinking that McDonald's is cool? Hold on, maybe it's not okay that when me and my significant other or me and my child's father get into an argument that I don't scream in front of our children. That I don't put their father down in front of them. Maybe it's really not a bad idea that I'm not going out 4 times out of the month. Maybe really and truly, if instead of me being worried about my career, that I need to be focused on the most important thing in my life outside of God, and that's building our family. So maybe really and truly, I don't need that $90,000 job that I'm going for, especially, you know what, if me and my significant other is making $50,000, that's $100,000 a year. We good on that. I don't need all of that right now. Because the more time that I can instill and have with my children, and we as a family coexist, then that's going to be better for them. Hold on, girl. You know what? Maybe and truly, you know, when we're taking our kids to that, you know, to this place to get their hair done 2 times a month and we spending $180, maybe we could be buying college bonds. You know what? I never really thought about that. This is their time to accept it, but they don't want to. They are so strung up in their own selves that they refuse to accept the truth. I just want to know what y'all think. Maybe I'm being unreasonable. Maybe I got everything all wrong, which it could be. I'm not the smartest knife in the drawer. I'm not the smartest. I'm not the sharpest, but I'm definitely not the dullest. That's for damn sure. So y'all let me know what y'all think, man. Y'all tune in. Y'all share this podcast with y'all friends. Y'all have a very impactful family conversation. And y'all can say, you know what? That damn Jerome don't know nothing. Country ass dude. I dare him. Somebody that's coming from a place that he didn't even have 100 people almost in the community. Maybe 200 people in the community. What the hell does he know? Have the conversation. In the meantime, though, I would like to thank you all again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Right? We're on volume number 139 of the Quarantine Lean Edition of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Hopefully y'all will continue to have a peaceful and blessful Thursday. And I really do appreciate you all tuning in. I'm gonna holler at y'all.